Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, before we get started, I wanted to mention to you, and I'm sure that you've heard by now, I got this bit of news yesterday afternoon that Ross Perot, the billionaire who ran for president, had passed away at age 89. And I watched some of the news last night, and Tucker Carlson was very interesting because he was saying nobody took Perot seriously. They all made fun of him. He said, including me. And now they realize Ross Perot was 100% correct all the way. And because we did not listen to Ross Perot, we are in a mess. And one of the articles that I had read or heard was that he had paved the way for President Donald Trump, because Donald Trump was saying the same things when he was running for president. Only now we're trying to fix the mess that could have been stopped had we elected Ross Perot. But one never knows what path will take place and what will happen. Well, today I'm going to talk about... And we do have a guest. We have Mindy Patterson with us. I'll bring her on here in just a few minutes. But United We Stand and Divided We Fall. Now, that was a song done by the Brotherhood of Man back in the day. And the chorus was, for United We Stand, Divided We Fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together. Together, you and I. Now, it's kind of a love song. But when you stop and think about it, have you ever wondered where that phrase, United We Stand, Divided We Fall, came from? We've heard it for years, not just in a song. Well, I got a little, and it was quick, it was a quick research this morning, and it went back to Aesop's fables. The four oxen and the lion. Well, it is said that the lion would prowl around this field that had the four oxen who lived or dwelled within this field. Many times he would try to attack them, but whenever he came near, they turned their tails to warn another, so that whichever way he approached them, he would be met with the horns of at least one of them. At last, however, the oxen, they fell a-quarreling. They were quarreling among themselves, and each went to pasture alone in the separate corner of the field. Then the lion attacked them one by one, and soon made an end to all four. United we stand, divided we fall. I have long been of the mind that we are being defeated, we the people, particularly rural America, but it's all of us, it's all Americans. We're being defeated because we quarrel, or we just want to ignore the issues, or it's only affecting them over there, it's not affecting me. However, today we have the one person, and I mean this with all my heart, the one person which I believe is the absolute best at connecting the dots, and that's Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. She has this gift, and I'm quoting her. This is something she sent me last evening in a text. She didn't tell me she had this gift. She was telling me this is how she spoke at one of the latest events where she was a keynote speaker. Connecting the dots to all industries through deceptive legislation of the local, the state, the federal levels to further control Americans, destroying and destroying our businesses and private property and our American way of life. Now, Theodore Roosevelt once said, every man owes a part of his time and money to the business of industry in which he is engaged. No man has a moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere. From the animal industry, which we will discuss today, to and through our energy and natural resources, special interest groups and greedy government are attempting to control and take over. They use mandates and regulations, and they just take control. As Mindy would say, all these dots can be connected. And I venture to say now, too, that each are related. Property rights is the key. And that the greedy D.C. occupiers are the ones who are doing this with their special interest groups. But it's not just one industry anymore. When you stop and think about it, it's all of these. They all come together somehow, some way. There is that common denominator. And if they have their way, you'll no longer own property. You'll no longer have your rights as given to you by God. You still have them. You just won't be able to practice them. So are we able to recognize exactly what's happening? This is a quote from me. I wrote this several years ago. Do we weep for liberty, which we have lost, or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we once were made privileged? As I said, today we have Mindy Patterson with us, another conservative female who's fighting the fight for all, in particular for the entirety of America's animal industries, from farm and ranch to the pet breeders, from the horse and carriage folks to the circus and to the, well, you get the idea. We welcome Mindy Patterson back with the Cavalry Group. Mindy, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Wow, what an awesome story and stories that you just shared. I had not heard the story of the oxen, but that is just a wonderful illustration of united we stand, divided we fall. I had never heard that before. I love it. Thank you.
And can't you see us in the corners? I mean, we're in the corners being defeated because we think, well, this industry doesn't have anything to do with that industry. And, you know, just right. Because it's happening to them doesn't mean it's going to happen to me, but we've seen it.
Yeah, it is. You and I have talked about before, that's the biggest frustration, is because people don't get off their duff and fight for liberty unless they think it relates to what they're about or their industry or their own personal selfish little world. You know, we're not about fighting for liberty. We're just wanting to protect. That seems to be the way, though, today, is that people want to pigeonhole all of these issues. So we're out there fighting all these million. It's so Alinsky. You've pointed that out before. They're wanting to divide us and waste our energy to chase our tail. But human nature is such that people feel like, well, that doesn't affect me. I'm not gonna fight against that. That has nothing to do with my life. Don't want to get involved. What my favorite is, I'm really not a political person. I don't like politics. Well, to that
I don't like politics.
Political. Yeah. Everything's political.
I seriously don't like politics, and yet that is it has consumed me because I realize what it's doing to us.
Right. Well, that was a wonderful illustration, and I also loved the Roosevelt quote. I had not heard that before either. Just wonderful. Yeah, we're in a real pickle. And you know, I was thinking to myself the other day, it's hard to believe that Trump has been in office for almost 3 full years.
Almost.
And it was during the convention that you and I were talking, you know, almost daily during the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, a couple of years ago. And that was, you know, just an illustration daily of what was to come. The fact
Absolutely.
The left was just throwing all their lies at us. It was crazy.
It was. And you got to be there, and I was really jealous. Anyway, we're heading into a break. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls just for a little bit. I want Mindy to talk a little bit more about what's going on. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can go to thecavalrygroup.com and visit that website. You're going to want to join in on this fight, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I encourage you to join her website, join her group at thecavalrygroup.com. It is a membership, and I'm going to let her tell a little bit about that here in a little bit, but it's so important, Mindy. I have been trying to get people together for such a long time. And, you know, this group or that. This group or that group, you know, they just don't want to seem to work together. And I sent you a text last night about the energy industry. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the steel and the coal and we've got AOC telling us the world's going to end in 12 years. And, you know, nobody seems to want to work together, but, you know, they want the wind turbines. And this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about here, except that I think people need to realize
actually,
that they all need to get together. But and it all affects property rights. Because I had someone on the other day, and I'm chasing some rabbits here, but talking about how much land all these wind turbines could take up if they wanted to go all wind turbine. You know, it was one of them on the debate. You know, it was like the wind turbines are going to save the world. Well, you can't have the wind turbines without the steel to make the turbines. And you can't have the turbines with steel unless you have the coal. And so they make absolutely no sense when they say they're going to get rid of all coal. And they hate the steel industry. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. Well, it's all a pretense because they don't really care about this nation anyway. But it goes back and it also affects the animal industry because it all affects the land. It all affects everything. And I'm going to just kind of hand that over to you.
Well, you know what? You said you were going down a rabbit hole, but honestly, it all feathers together. When I listen to you talk about the infringements on energy production and the importance of energy independence for the United States and how the importance to our sovereignty, the same goes for food. And when you mentioned AOC and the Green New Deal, don't think for one minute that's not impacting agriculture because you've heard about them all complain, they meaning Andrea AOC and Joe Biden and, you know, all these politicians that want to do away with cattle ranchers. It's absurd what they're wanting to do, but you know how they're going to do it? They're not just going to come outright and ban cattle ranchers. What they're doing is they're influencing the public view. And this is why I get infuriated when people say they don't want to be political because everything is a political agenda. The animal rights groups are altering incrementally Americans' views about animal agriculture through the media, through our schools, through legislation, and through litigation with their goal to end animal use in every possible capacity from biomedical research. You know, I love it when these vegans complain about animal use and biomedical research, forgetting how blessed we are in this country to have things like ibuprofen, aspirin, animal parts that are used in valve replacement for heart surgeries and diabetic medication, thousands and thousands of things. But I could go on. We're talking about food, entertainment, sports, zoos, rodeos, fairs, 4-H, horse racing, dog racing, hunting, fishing, all of these things, including the pet on your lap and the steak on your plate. We are so blessed in this nation to be able to have these things. And yet, they're not, the left is not coming out and just saying, we're going to, you know, well, actually they are coming out and banning things outright. I have to correct myself as I'm saying that because
they're getting bolder with their speech for sure.
They are getting bolder and bolder with their legislation. In fact, as I say this, there's a statewide bill in California, AB 444, that wants to ban the sale and manufacture of fur, of real fur. Well, if you are against the manufacture and sale of fur, what's next in line? Leather. What's next in line after leather? Meat. You see how they are very patient, the left, and they're going to just incrementally chip away legislatively through these deceptive campaigns, passing these bills that no one even knows that they're happening at the local, state, and federal level. No one knows,
Mindy,
and the next thing you know, it's done.
You know, Mindy, do you watch, and I know that you do because I think we've talked about this before, you watch Mark Levin on Sunday nights on Fox?
Yes.
And he had okay, it wasn't Mark Levin. I'm taking that back. It wasn't Mark. It was Steve Hilton. And he had a panel there. And one guy, I'm always forgetting his name, but he's a comedian. I can see his face. But he was equating the progressives, how they don't ever stop. And that's exactly what you were talking about now. It's not going to be just that. It's going to be the next step and the next step and the next step. He said, let's just take cigarette smoking, for example.
Mm-hmm.
First you had smoking. Okay, then you go, you know, we're going to have a smoking section in this restaurant. So you can only smoke in this one section. Well, then they said, no, it's still smoking in the building, so we're going to move you outside. And then it was, no, it's too close to the door. You can't smoke here anymore.
Yep.
And then it goes to your apartment. And you can't smoke in your apartment. You can only smoke in your apartment. Then no, because the smoke is getting into the apartment up above you. So no smoking in the apartment until it's banning the smoking. And,
right.
You know, it's just an example of how they don't stop. It's the next step, the next step, and the next step till they ban it. Excuse me. And, of course, we just had Swalwell. He jumped out of the race. He decided that he couldn't run for president. He's going to run, I think, is he a senator or a representative? So he's going to run for that. He's going to concentrate on that. But he's the one who made the comment about banning guns. And somebody said, well, aren't you afraid that these with guns might shoot back? He goes, well, we have nukes. They just make absolutely no sense. And you can see in their rhetoric that they really hate this nation. There's only one reason to take away your guns, and there's only one reason to take away your property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for control.
You're exactly right. It's all a show game. The animal rights movement doesn't care about animals. Anybody who thinks otherwise is just kidding themselves. And this is why I've been trying to, you know, I've been working overtime trying to wake up all these different groups that act like, oh, it'll never come to me, it'll never impact us, we're safe. Well, the cattle industry doesn't, you know, understand the fact that when they start limiting the number of animals someone can own and breed, known as limit laws, in local municipalities, don't think for one minute it's already happening to livestock owners. I can rattle off several states where they're starting to limit the number of livestock. You know, they started with horses. Horses are classified as livestock. Well, they could easily amend legislation to say, okay, in Michigan, certain counties, you can only own one horse per 5 acres. Well, what if they come in and amend that to say that includes cattle under the Green New Deal? So now you can only own one cow per 5 acres. What's that going to do to cattle ranchers? What's that going to do to the meat industry? What's that going to do to our ability to go and purchase food for our family? You know, that is the whole agenda.
And that's not even possible out west. I mean, how many acres does it take per cow? Because they don't have the grass like we have here in the central Missouri area. You know, so out west, I'm not even sure that one acre or 5 acres would suit one cow. I'm not sure what the ratio is out there, but I know it's greater than what it is around here.
But there,
see, it's not impossible.
It goes back to what you originally said. The government is dictating. We're the serfs. They're the king, and they're telling us how many animals we can own and breed. And the state will own our profits and our production of what we own. That is what's happening. How do you destroy an agriculture industry? Three things. You raise the cost, whether it's meat, milk, eggs, pets, and livestock. Then you reduce the total production, and you reduce the production by raising the cost of doing business through regulatory reform. How many egg producers have fled the state of California after Proposition 2 passed in 2008, and then 10 years later with Proposition 12 that regulated egg production and producers practically out of business? It raises the cost, reduces the production, and thirdly, it weakens the total structure of animal agribusiness. We are shooting ourselves in the foot. It's like handing someone a shovel to dig their own grave. We will then be reliant on foreign countries for our food.
Absolutely, and that's what they want. They want us to be dependent on something else and not ourselves. They do not want, and we just had the 4th of July, they do not want an independent America. They do not want Americans to be independent. They want them to be dependent. You know, who was it? It was, I can't think of it. It was Omar. Omar that went off on something here just recently. And she says, you can't pray yourself into prosperity. You can't pray your problems away. In other words, you don't need God, you need government. And we both know that ain't true. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're talking about the animal industry and connecting the dots in this nation with the control that they are trying to have over us. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We're connecting dots. We're trying to do our very best. Mindy's going to be on. I've asked her to be on with me once a month, and we're going to try and do that. And, Mindy, if something comes up and you want to talk about it, you just give me a holler, and if I don't have somebody get already booked on that day, we will get you on, and we will try and discuss whatever it is that's come up, like these bills in California and these things that they're doing across this nation. You know, I sit here, and I don't know about them. I mean, that's something that you're staying in tune with and you're staying on top of, and I'm relying on people like you that can come back and tell me what exactly is going on. So anytime you need to let us know that something's going on and we can do anything to help, just holler at me.
I appreciate that. There's always a lot going on. You're just so generous. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. But, you know, they don't stop. That's why there's a lot going on. They just don't stop.
I know. Yeah, that's very true and very well funded. You know, these environmental and animal rights groups are very well funded. And they all have these feel-good names. You know, there is nothing humane about the Humane Society of the United States. And they deceive a lot and betray a lot of well-intended people who love animals. And yet they take their money and less than 1% of their donation goes toward animals. Everything else goes toward lobbyists and lawyers and basically working feverishly at the legislative and legal level to destroy animal ownership and animal enterprise. So, you know, people need to quit donating to these groups. And, you know, I tell people all the time, boy, if we had a fraction of their funding, we could make headway in a lot of ways. So that's why we encourage people to join even at the associate level so that we can continue fighting back, because we can't fight back without donations and members.
It takes money, unfortunately. It takes money, you know, it takes money here. I don't get to go anywhere or do much of anything. It takes, and I'm just going to throw this out there, it takes $6,000 a month to stay on the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, so coming up with that every month is not easy. I've got some listeners that help me, and I've got some advertisers that are doing their best to help me, and I'm trying to be their voices. And it's something that, you know, it's a fight. I believe, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm the only nationally syndicated talk show out of rural America that is actually fighting and trying to be the voice for folks like you. And
who understands the real issues. Yes.
Well, I try. Are you there? Oh, did we lose her? We might have lost Mindy just then. That's what happens when you get a compliment. I'll tell you what. It humbles you. Well, Mindy started the Cavalry Group about the same time that I started CSC Talk Radio. And so we both know that what it takes.
Absolutely.
Oh, there you are. Well, I thought I'd lie to you.
I know. I cut out for a moment. Money is firepower. You know, somebody who was very involved in the military and served for many years once explained to me that you cannot win a war without firepower. And money, in our case, is the firepower needed to win the war. And, you know, we can't fight back without it. It keeps us moving. So.
And yours is membership. So they do get some reward for being members, hopefully. Hopefully they don't have to utilize it is what I miss saying. But why don't you tell a little bit about what you do for your membership?
Sure. Well, we have a big bucket of benefits. And for an annual membership, we provide immediate access to defense against unwarranted search and seizure. So if you have an animal enterprise or animal-related business, or even if you're just an animal owner, and you've seen the severe overreach that is happening more and more frequently from non-governmental agencies, animal control, USDA, even coming in and attempting to seize animals without warrant and without due process, without probable cause. You know, that's why you become a member, that we intervene with our attorney team and our, you know, we've been doing this now for 9 years. We just had our anniversary in May, but we have been working on this for a long time and have actually intervened and interposed and stopped unwarranted search and seizures for our members on several instances since we've been in business. The second thing we do is fight back against the legislative onslaught from the animal rights industries that are working daily at the local, state, and federal level to basically pass laws to put people out of business. So we are working, we testify in city councils, county councils, state houses, and at the federal level against all of these bills that are very deceptive. They all sound good on the surface, but they're all working to put people out of business. And thirdly, we advocate for the animal-related businesses across the board in the media. So we're always working to write articles, be on great shows like yours to advocate for animal owners and animal-related businesses and set the record straight and put the truth out there so that people can all of a sudden go, oh, that's what that group is about, or that's what that bill is about. People just don't know. People are well-intended, and so we help, as you say, connect the dots and pull back the veil and the truth about what's really happening to people. So,
and you know,
those are the three things we do.
And it doesn't just happen. Mindy has to study those things. You know,
right.
It was only 14 pages that that Green New Deal, and I looked at that and I read that, and I'm thinking, Mindy reads all these things, and this one's only 14 pages. I don't know how you find the time to do it. But yesterday I went off on
that.
What's that?
I appreciate you saying that. Not many people realize that.
Oh my goodness. That's the only way to keep up, is to read these things. And so you stay in touch, and I know you do. You stay right on top of it, and that's not an easy task in and of itself. And then to sit and read it all, oh my gosh. But yesterday I went off on the Fourth Amendment, and the reason I went off on the Fourth Amendment was because, again, I'm going to go back to Mark Levin with something I saw there, and they were talking about all this that's being done against the president and against some of his associates, how Congress is going to issue all these warrants, and they're going to subpoena this and subpoena that. And they mentioned the Fourth Amendment, and you just mentioned the Fourth Amendment, because that's what's happening to our farmers, our ranchers, our circus folks, and the magicians, and everybody across the board, anybody who owns an animal anywhere, even pets. Protection from unreasonable searches and seizures. I wouldn't even let them on the property. The right of the
Correct.
People to secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So when they come on and say, I have a warrant, they need to tell you exactly what it is that warrant's for, and it needs to have some kind of something that they're actually looking for. They
Amen.
Cannot come on, you know, so many times people, and I know you've seen this, Mindy, because we are rural America, and folks that love animals, they love people too, you know, and they think, well, I don't have anything to hide. I don't care if they come on and look.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them on your property. Just don't let them on your property, because if they
yep.
they don't find something, they might plant something.
Right.
And that's a terrible thing to say, but we've seen it happen. Oh,
well,
I hear
too many
music.
too many people don't know their rights. You just read the Fourth Amendment, and you know, I happen to have a constitution in my car, in my briefcase, in my purse. You know, I keep a copy with me at all times, and people don't read it. Read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Bill of Rights. You know what's in it.
Absolutely. It's your fire. It is your fire. We're going into a break. You know what? I'm going to close the phone lines. I think everyone's just listening anyway, but you and I have a lot to discuss. And so when we come back, Mindy and I will close up the show in the last segment. And I want you to visit the Cavalry Group. Just go to thecavalrygroup.com. Join them. Get into this fight, because it's about your property too. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. They are out there fighting in the trenches, literally in the trenches, for property rights. And, yes, animals are property rights. They are property. And we were discussing the Fourth Amendment as we went into that break. And, you know, they... Congress doesn't have the right to do what they're doing to the president and to his people and his associates and to his family. They do not have that authority to just give out blanket warrants, just blanketing it out there. And those with these special interest groups with their agendas and their agenda, you know, we talk about those common denominators. And as we were discussing the industries, that the common denominator always comes back to food, to your livelihood. And entertainment, there's entertainment. But it always comes back, it funnels back to food. And if they can control the food, they control the people.
Right.
So if they continue to do that, I mean, you know, you live in places where you were talking about they want to mandate or regulate how many cattle or how many animals you can have per acre. Well, if they can do that, then they control it. And it gets to where nobody can make a living anymore off of it. Mm-hmm. The farmers are done. The individual farmers are done.
Right.
And it just goes on and on with different industries, whether it's with animals, whether it's with our energy, whether it's with our manufacturing, regardless of what it is, our infrastructure, all of it. It's all connected.
Energy.
America is
mm-hmm.
connected.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to break us.
They are, and control us, as you just said. And, you know, the scary thing, Beth Ann, is that our lawmakers at the local, state, and federal levels, as you mentioned earlier, are ushering in this agenda. And what is so infuriating as I attend hearings all over the country, city council meetings, county commissioner meetings, in different state houses, and listen to bills moving through, whether they're good bills or bad bills, you know, the legislative process has by design has never been intended to be easy. It's supposed to be hard. But what infuriates me the most is that these legislators forget that they took an oath of office. And it states in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the Constitution that federal and state legislators take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution. And they're not upholding it. They are not protecting us against all enemies, foreign or domestic. They're basically ushering in an invasion.
Mm.
Whether by these legislative attacks, regulatory onslaught, new regulations, it's this constant onslaught of we're just getting pummeled at the legislative level. And it's because these people running for office, and you and I've talked about this before, way too many people are running for public office as claiming to be Republicans, and they act like socialists. You know, they're not upholding the true, I don't like to really go there and discuss the whole Republican-Democrat thing because it's an American thing. The Constitution, America wouldn't be America without the Constitution. Both sides of the aisle should be upholding the Constitution. But now it's become a war of to defend our American way of life, our American ideals, and the Constitution.
Well, I'm not afraid to attack the Republican and the Democrat issue, and I know you're not afraid of it. But I have an article here that has nothing to do with our show today, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, he's a black man. He's an entertainer. He founded the Black Entertainment Television, and he's a Democrat. But he is speaking out right now, telling them the Dems have gone too far left. They've mm-hmm. gone too far. And he goes on and says he met with President Donald Trump at the very beginning. He says, you cannot like his style. You cannot like a lot of things about him. But he is doing what he thinks is right economically. And when he says he's going to do something, he does it. So he's giving him credit for what he's doing and what he has done, and he thinks he's done a good job, and so he is upset. So it isn't about being a Democrat. It isn't about being a Republican. It's about being an American, just like you said. And the thought hit me this morning when I was reading this article about this gentleman. Just in and of themselves, the two-party system divides we the people.
Yes.
Just that alone divides us, because they'll say, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? Are you a conservative or a liberal? No, I'm an American.
Right.
I'm neither one of these things. I'm an American. That's what hit me this morning when I was reading this. Why do we say Democrat? Yeah. Why do we say Republican?
Right. Well, that takes it back to your beginning quote and story about united we stand, divided we fall. And that's where we are. And we are really, truly at war to protect the American idea, the American experiment. And I, you know, I feel so blessed to have been raised and grown up in this country. This is an amazing place. And unfortunately, we've got a culture today of youth who have been raised because U.S. history and civics and constitutional studies have been completely removed from our schools. So we're dealing with a sector of our population. They don't even know what it is that they would be protecting if, even if they were told to protect it. They don't know what they are missing. They've never lived without freedom. They don't appreciate it because they don't know what it is.
Well, they think freedom, they think free speech means that you shouldn't hurt their feelings. So they're against free speech, you know.
Exactly.
There was two, they happened to be black women, and they were on a panel that same night that I was watching Steve Hilton, and they were saying, you know, you have the freedom of speech. You can say that N-word, but I don't have to like it. But you are free to say it. And they said, in some respects, closing off this freedom of speech and making sure that people don't say this or that, politically correct speech, these folks don't have to, because it doesn't stop them from thinking it, but they don't have to suffer the consequences of what their actions or their words might be. So it removes all of that. It doesn't make you free. It makes you a slave. And I hear music. We're out of time. This is the fastest hour of the day, and it's really fast when you're with me. We just don't get all done.
I thank you so much. I love being on your show. Thank you so much, Beth.
And she'll be back again next month, and you be sure to call us if there's something that comes up and you really want to visit it. We will talk about it. And I want everyone to go to thecavalrygroup.com. You need to support them. You need to join thecavalrygroup.com. And the phone number there, if you want to talk with Mindy, is 855-748-4210. Now, she's kind of like me. She's a lone ranger, so to speak. So give her some time. 855-748-4210. I do have a volunteer that helps here every day now. But we all have to come together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
See? CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.